I feel the spirit of fear forcing its way to surround nations, curling around the roots of hatred and rage, feeding off and fueling the fires of division. I see Satan feasting on the blood flowing from the rebellion, filling himself with their sin. I see shadows circling, looking for those they can possess for the prince of darkness, preying on them, speaking lies over them like a dinner on a plate, and so they feast on the darkness, and their darkness becomes even darker. Hungry for blood, hungry for murder, hungry to conquer and fill their prideful souls. But I see an army circling the earth with a different leader, a rider, clothed in white and shining like the sun, burning with fire, watching and waiting. I see a people bowed who haven't surrendered to darkness or to the one who rides on darkness. The Lord, he circles the earth with the angel armies, his sword drawn, ready to strike and ready to empower those who are humble before him, those whose gaze is on him, waiting and watching, beholding, crying out day and night for justice. He comes to his beloved with the power of the heavens, with the power of the fire of God. An army begins to rise from the ashes, and she has been given a new name, the bride of the beloved, clothed in new garments of purity, garments of love and compassion, swords shining with the word of God, clothed in fire, ready for war. She is clothed with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, with the spirit of love and generosity. She knows how to stand in the counsel of the Lord, and she trembles at his word and waits in his counsel, waiting for his ways, his wisdom, not rushing to action, but waiting, listening, considering, and inclining her ear to the counsel of God. She has the revelation of the surpassing greatness of the power of God, that power that raises the dead. So she waits in his gaze. The Lord is releasing gifts of grace in these days, gifts of wisdom, gifts of great strength to persevere and to love, love that overcomes the spirit of fear. He circles the earth looking for those in whom he can display this strength. His sword is drawn, his cry is the cry of justice. Wait on me, wait for me, for I am here and I am working, says the Lord. Partner with me, my beloved, in this great war of love, for I have already overcome the darkness. Set your heart in a steady gaze on me. Wait in my counsel. My strength is your strength. My power is your power. My life is your weapon. My name is your sword. Stand firm, and having done all, still stand. Stand with me. You are my strategy, my weapon of war, for love never fails. That's what I felt this morning, what the Lord was saying. And I really feel that we need to gather as an army, betrothed and beautiful, and call in this army of angel armies, to call in this rider on the white horse to come and release justice on the earth. I believe it is happening. And I believe he is coming, and I believe that he wants us not to be reactive, but to be responsive and to stand in his counsel and wait and gaze and see as he sees and gain the wisdom that he carries and the revelation. And what moved me was the fact that he said, my name, my name is your sword. My name is your sword. The name above every name. The name at which every knee will bow. My name is your sword. But he also said, you are my strategy. Yeah. You are my plan. So with that, we can move.